can hear you much better now. Thing all figured out, ain't you? Morning, how are you?
Well, how about yourself?
You on the way home, you sound a little tired.
I'm more than tired. Let me tell you what, I literally climbed on top of a robot. Had it literally climbed inside of it, man. Let me tell you what, I had a heck of a job ahead of me in that robot. I fixed it though, but I'm glad to be on my way home.
Sound like you need some rest. You sound like when you walk into the house, those boots are coming off and you're going to go straight to bed. That's what it sounds like.
Nah, I got more plans to play HF first and foremost tonight, more so than go home and sit down and kick back and relax.
So HF first and then rest, right? Good, sounds good. Have you been able to do anything on WinLink with data on HF side?
To do FT8, FT4, a little bit of Whisper, granted not much, and that's pretty much all I've done besides sideband on the HF band instead. I haven't really tried to get into WinLink. I noticed there's a lot of stuff involved, and I haven't sat down to really try setting them up on my laptop yet.
Radio you got?
Hey, FT991A.
Okay, when you get ready and you decide you want to try WinLink, give me a call. I've got all of the configurations written down, step by step, for WinLink, for the radio, and what two software devices you need for the computer. So, just, you know, let me know. And the club's been successful with WinLink peer-to-peer, WinLink 2-meter packet, and WinLink peer-to-peer HF, and WinLink HF as well.
So, if you don't mind me asking real quick, is it just like setting up like WSJTX or JTX for FT8?
I've set up one of those modes. I don't know what it's required to set up, but you will need a sound modem that you download, and you will need a downloadable TNC. And other than that, a data cable running to your radio, and that's about it. No money, no has to be purchased or anything, as long as you got the cable.
Well, I'm just gonna have to sit down. I think what you're talking about with the sound modem sounds like the drivers that I got off you. So I have to. I'll give you a call whenever I'm ready to set up WinLink one day. That day is definitely not today, though. I might hop on FT8 and see how far I can get with DX. But anyway, gentlemen, Patrick wasn't trying to leave you out there. You still there, Patrick?
I'm still here, KO4HKX. And, Fred, just so you know, it is pretty close to the same thing setting up for WinLink is Whisper.
I wondered, I use JTX for FT8, FT4, and a little bit of Whisper. I haven't been successful on that, but I've been able to receive it with no problem.
This is the same, though. But I know you said you were getting ready to go, so I'll let you go. KO4HKX. And good talking to you this morning. Go get you some rest after your HF there.
Patrick, I'm sitting here in the grocery store parking lot waiting for it to open up. I got to get some groceries before I can go anywhere today, so you guys got me for another 20 minutes. KO4 NNH for station ID.
I heard you say you had to go there. But we'll be around for a little while. I'm just now getting down the mountain.
Tuesday.
After last week not being able to work, I'm ready to go.
4NUE. I've been up at the deer camp for 5 days. Four or five days, I think. by myself, and I'm going to have to leave today. I'm starting to turn into some kind of animal or something. I've been down here in this cabin all by myself. I'm having thoughts about not ever going back, so I better leave now before I change completely.
Before we know it, we're going to see you prance with the deer.
I do need to get out of here, sure enough. I've been here way too long.
Ever by chance get the APRS message I ever sent you a while ago?
I did. And I made a note to send you one back. And I don't know what happened. I just got distracted. But Fred, you live in Greenville, right?
In Pelzer, namely the Pelzer Williamston area.
Okay, all right. I was thinking the Greenville Pelzer side, but yeah, okay. I got you. Yeah, I got your APRS message, and like I said, was sending one back and kind of got distracted. But Fred, I've ordered a WX 3-in-1, and you basically plug it up to your radio, and you can configure your packet. You know, like the packet that you send out, and only the radio will only give you a couple of options that you can put in your packet. You know, longitude, latitude, speed, direction, that's about it. So, I've got a TNC, and I'm gonna configure my packet the way I want it, and I think that's going to be pretty neat.
And, yeah, that day I sent you that message, man, I was having such a hard... I actually checked the APRS map. I was having such a hard time getting out that day. I didn't know if you ever got my message. I was struggling that day for some reason getting the messages out, especially let alone beaconing out. But that sounds pretty interesting, though. I got a... I'm trying to get the UI view to work on my laptop, but I think they still got to register me or whatever they got to do. I haven't checked since I first installed it, though, and requested. It's been about a week since I've done that, so I have to check today.
Okay, Jim.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Turn on this channel before I got too far out of Hartle. Headed to work. Anybody, good morning, and hope y'all have a good day. It's gonna be beautiful, clear, a little cool, but a lot of sunshine. So to me, that's a good day, good way to start a Monday.
Absolutely, absolutely. Bill, I've been up here for 4 or 5 days now, up here at the camp, and I was telling Patrick I'm gonna have to go home today because I feel like I'm starting to turn into some kind of wildebeest or something. I don't know. Being by myself is not. I'm having thoughts about not going back.
If it wasn't for family, you could just see Grizzly Adams and move up there and get you a bear as a friend.
Went up here, but he's. I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him this fall or winter. Normally he's, around, but I did get some pictures of him in the spring turning my deer feeder, slinging it around like a circus ball. It's a 15-gallon, and he literally can sling it around like a juggler, spin it in the air. And I got some videos of, him slinging the corn everywhere. So he comes through here from time to time, but I haven't seen him lately.
He's still around. And Well, I'm getting to the edge of the repeater where I know I can stay in it. So I'm going to go ahead and say 73. Good morning again, everybody. Y'all have a great day. This is N4WHM, and I'll be clear. Have a good day.
73 is Bill. Have a good day, KO4HKX.
You have a great day, KO4NNH.
73, Bill. Have a great day, sir. And, fellas, I'm going to step on out to, I'm going to go ahead and secure the cabin and get it cleaned up for this weekend. And, Patrick, just somebody let me know, you know, how many's coming and how many radios, because, I kind of need to know that. So if you hear anything, give me a holler. KO4NUE, I'll be clear.
Chad, and I'll let you know when things get a little closer and ready to finalize the plans on everything. KO4HKX, and I'll be around for a little bit, Fred.
I hope you have a great day. But this is KO4NH. And, oh yeah, Chad, don't forget, make sure your wife ain't using the pressure cooker. But, Patrick, what you up to today besides driving around and selling tools?
Oh, I'm up to today. Just trying to get back to normal. This month has been hectic with the weather preventing me from working so much.
Yeah, you got like 12 inches that day that we had really thick snow. I was talking to him on VHF after I got home after driving that.
Do you guys talk, but I couldn't get back to the repeater reliably with my handheld. But we ended up with about 16 inches at the house. I had to send you some pictures that I took while I was out scraping snow.
Me and Bill had a funny feeling you were listening in. Because he said something about you sending a text saying it was 12 inches in. But, yeah, we got, at least here in the Pelzer Williamston area, we got, like 6 inches, 7 inches. It was good enough to cover up my cables and my little camera I got covering my, or watching my HF antenna. I had to bring that inside, let it dry out, and charge it back up. I couldn't use it the way it was.
Good enough, let's put it that way. I still have snow. The ground is still solid white at the house.
Oh, there, sounds like a fun time. Oh, man. But, Patrick, what y'all doing this weekend? I heard Chad say something about it.
The winter field day, me, Chad, and Andrew, and maybe Ken and Ed.
Y'all going to be on HF?
Ken.
I might skip the phones in when I'm playing HF this weekend. It's actually my weekend off.
Chad's Deer Camp is where we're going to set up at and just kind of hang out there for the day.
There, but I'm still trying to get my little mobile setup made, at least for HF. I got that Buddy Stick Pro, Buddy Pole that I got from Gary a while ago. I still got to get the mask for it, and I still got to decide upon what radio I want to use for it.
4NUV. Patrick, and Fred, I just want to let you know Gary said he was going to drop by. And he brought up a good point that if y'all want to try to make contacts, because Gary is in here, you can use his amateur extra to make, you know, to have access to all the bands. So just, you know, keep that in mind if that's what you're after. You can go that route too.
Sounds like it might be interesting. I hadn't even thought about that part of it. This is my first time doing anything like this, so it's going to be a real learning experience, and hopefully, not too many failures.
In mind, I have to decide if I'm going, or if I can, or if I'll be able to go out there at all. I'm getting the. I find it being sick this week because I'm getting that, vaccine. My brains are for going with me now. But I think I'm getting one of the vaccine shots this weekend. So if I'm feeling good, I'll let y'all know though. But right now, I'm kind of in the air as to what I'm doing. But worst comes worse, I'll play HF at home. I might see y'all on it.
Man, just let us know what's going on, and hopefully you don't get sick from taking that thing.
4 NUE here. Yeah, Fred, if you want to come join us or feel like it or whatever, you're very welcome to. Just get with me on the side, and there's plenty of room out in the shed, plenty of room in the cabin, and then we got the cookout shelter down at the bottom of the hill, too. So it'd be a pretty good thing, I think. We'll see.
I don't know, but the grocery store's just now opening up. I need to go ahead and get in there and get out and go on home. I'll probably be going straight to bed, knowing me, so. But, gentlemen, it's been fun talking to y'all again. This has been KO4NH73, gentlemen. Hope y'all have a good day. KO4NH, quit.
Have a good day, and we'll talk to you all down the long. KO4HX.